the transition in the Rambam, which is very typical and you know, not cause for concern. In Minyan HaKatzar, the Rambam really felt that there were two different Mechayivim of the day, and if anything, the dominant Mechayiv was the Yom HaTzom, because the second Halacha is Lishbos Mimalacha Yom HaTzom. The first one is just the Hisanos Besiri Mitishrei. So again, the more that you emphasize that even the Shvisas Malachas B'Yom HaTzom, which you're suggesting is that the dominant theme of the day is really the Inui and the Tzom, and that's reflected in the Issa D'Oraisa of Shvisas Malacha as well, which is separated, you know, by hundreds and hundreds of mitzvos from the Isser of Kichol HaNefesh Asher Losuna, if we could use such a term, as we'll get to in a second. By the time you got to the Sefer HaMitzvos itself, the plot, you know, had thickened dramatically, because that's where the Rambam makes his transition. After he starts talking about the mitzvah d'oraisa l'hisanos, he starts putting it in terms of shvisa. The drasha, based on the sifra, Shabbat Shabbason hi lachem, Shabbos from Malachos in general, that's a general Shabbos Yantif theme. Of course, Yom Kippur's shvisa being a din in Shabbos, right? We'll get to that in the Mishnah Torah in just a moment. And then expanding from there and flowing out from there, shvisa mimazon haguf ikiyumo, Shabbat Shabbason hi lachem. So again, the way that the Rambam enumerated it, you would have expected that Inui is primary, and that's the Minyan HaKatzar perspective, but it's really very different once you get to the Sefer HaMitzvos, you get a very different impression overall. Certainly the most important point that we noted is the Rambam was stuck, that there was no Azhara, apparently, when it came to the question of Inui. The Torah speaks in terms of an Onesh, Kichol hanefesh asher lo su'une be'etzem ayom azev nechrosa me'ameha. So what do you do with it? There's an onesh, but there's no explicit azhara. How do you manage that? So the Rambam felt that you could export from the world of Shvisa. That was amazing. Why should you be able to export from the world of Shvisa to the world of Inui? Right? What do they have to do with each other? But since the Rambam feels that, again, that Inui is really an outgrowth of Shvisa's Malacha, what could be more elegant than taking what he thinks is an extraneous onesh in terms of Shvisas Malacha and exporting that to be the very makor for the isser of not being, ma'ana yourself, but really the Rambam would say, not engaging in Shvisas Haguf Ikiyumo. So again, the makor really, in all cases, you know, in almost all cases, the makor really determines the din. It's just a fundamental property of learning. So if the makor for the iser of shvisas haguf is actually shvisas malacha, so that's pretty much all you need to know. Hence the title Hilchos Shvisas Asur. Okay, so the Rambam says in the Koseres Aleph Lishbos Bo Mimalacha Beis Lo Lasos Malacha Gimel Lhisanos Bo. Okay, it does talk about Inui there, and then Dalet Shlo Lechol V'Lishdos Bo. So the Koseres again reflects that which the Rambam thought was automatically included without the other Inuyim, but again, let's not jump to conclusions. So what do you notice here that the Rambam did in the Koseres? What did he do in terms of the sequencing? This is the vital point. He put, instead of saying that the Inui was first, he put Shvisas Malacha first. So what the Rambam really wants to try to do is to demonstrate how Shvisas Malacha, which is a general template, Shabbos, Yantif, Yom Kippur as well. Again, the Yom Kippur Shvisas Malacha is Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, right? It's more expansive. It's the Shabbos version, right? So that has implications in terms of Mazon Haguf V'Kiyumo. Sorry about that, Gavin. Let's read the first paragraph in the Mishnah Torah. We'll save the second paragraph for Monday. So the Rambam says the following: Mitzvah Hasei Lishbos Mi Malacha. So he makes good on it, and he starts with Shvisas Malacha, right? Because again, what you're dealing with is an outgrowth of the world of Shvisa. Oh, sorry, you don't get either. There's all kinds of deprivals, deprivations. Okay. Anyway, mitzvah asa lishbos mimalacha be'asur lechodesh ha'shvi shenamar shabbat shabbason hu lachem v'chol osa b'malacha bita mitzvah asa v'avra lo sasa shenamar v'asur kom lacha lo sasu ma'u chayav v'alasiyas malacha v'yom zay matzah b'rizono v'zadun chayav kares Imatza b'shkaga chayav chatas kavua, as is the general rule. Kam lacha shechayavin al zdona b'shabes skila, chayavin al zdona be'asor karis. Chayavin al lav korban chatas b'shabes, chayavin al korban chatas yom kippurim. Davar shasur lasosa b'shabes al bicho enam lacha, asur lasosa b'yom kippurim. That the Rambam had already alluded to in the Sefer HaMitzvos when he says on Yom Kippur lishbos bo min hamalachos min hamasim. Here the Rambam seems to be tapping, you know, back into that. V'masa makin osomakas mardus, right? Again, These could be very much things that are asur midaraisa. Remember, Ilan, for the Rambam, we have categories of Shabbos and Yantif, for that matter, and certainly Yom Kippur, that are asur midaraisa, that aren't malacha, right? And yet, makas mardus, right? So that's a very important idea. Makas mardus isn't only for dinim derabanan. The rabbis assign makas mardus very often for violations of lavin mina Torah that didn't have an affiliated set of makos for whatever reason, either based on technicalities, nitak la'aseis, or lack of shiurim, etc. But they considered it to really be a grievous violation. So that's a very important yisod. And like I said, if you look in Chametz u'Matzah Perek Aleph, you'll see three examples of that. Okay, kederach shemakin osol Shabbos choshas la'taltu b'Shabbos osol taltu b'yom Kippurin v'choshas la'omro olasos la'chatchili b'Shabbos kachaser b'yom Kippurin klalo shel davar ein min Shabbos yom Kippurin min yanim elu eshizdom lachav Shabbos v'skila uviyom Hakippurim b'kareis. And the Rambam wants to highlight the only difference is in terms of the chumras ha'onesh, but the scope is exactly the same. And then Mechayev appears to be exactly the same. So again, it's not just the Rambam started here with Shvisas Malacha, and he's going to expand to Shvisas Haguf, you know, Vikiyumo. But the fact that the Rambam continuously references Shabbos is really, really, really critical. What he wants to demonstrate here is not just that what we're ultimately going to call Shvisas Haguf Vikiyumo is an outgrowth of Shvisas Malacha, but that Shvisas Malacha itself is rooted in the broader framework of Moadei Hashem Mikrai Kodesh. Okay? So it's extremely important. And we know that the organization, the Rambam, is always the key point. So, you know, in Sefer HaZmanim, you start with Shabbos, then you have Erevin, and before you get to Hilchos Yom Tov, you have Hilchos Shvisas Asor, right? You don't have the general dinim of Yom Tov because Yom Kippur is a direct outgrowth of Shabbos. And that's a very important theme of the cessation of Shabbos and how that impacts our conceptualization of Yom Kippur. We'll get back to that, God willing, on Monday. Now the Rambam says the following. Mitzvahs asay acheres yesh b'yom ha-kippurim. Acheres here doesn't seem to mean additional, but, right, in the same paradigm, similar motif, right? And so an additional mitzvah, I say, within that motif, within that paradigm, v'hi lishbos bo me'achila u'shasiyah. Shvisas achila u'shasiyah. Shenemar ta'anu esnav shusechem. That's derived, the Rambam thinks, mitara shebichsav. That's what's included. Mipi ha'shmu alamdu ezo'i inu shehula nefesh zehatsom v'chol atzam bo kiye mitzvah saseh v'ochol v'shoseh bo bitom mitzvah saseh v'avar lo saseh v'nemar kichol nevesh shalosu nebetzom ayom ezev nechor. So again, that's where the Rambam's going to marshal Torah Shebechsav. Me'ach ha'shanu shekasev karis ha'mishal ha'nisane l'manu shemazhirin anu bo al achila v'shisiyah. That was a sefer ha'mitzvah's issue. V'chol ochol v'shoseh bo v'shogei chayev korban chadz kavua v'chein l'manu mipi ha'shmua. This is v'chein l'manu, right? It doesn't sound like a dinder avanan mipi ha'shmua, but this is one is really dissociated for now from the Torah Shebichsav, mipi ha'shmua, meaning the Torah Shebaal Peh, sh'asur lirchotz bo l'asuchol inol l'sasan l'oliv ol, u'mitzol lishbos mikol elu k'derech sh'shoveis mi'achilu sh'shila, sh'nemar Shabbos Shabbason. Shabbos l'inyan achila, Shabbosos l'inyanim elu. So this is now the first Torah Shebichsav reference. You know, it's really, it's just totally exquisite, right? Because it says in the context of Yom Kippur twice, Shabbos Shabbason. So the first one we saw in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that's how you get from Shvisas Malacha to Shvisas Haguf, certainly at the level of Achila and Shasiya. And then you have these, like, you know, these galim, these waves of Shvisa that continue to roll outwards. You know, think of the image of Tkia Shofar on Yovel, Taviru Shofar, rolling outwards in the Bezdin. So the Shvisa is, you know, you can't stop it. You can't even hope to contain it. So it starts with Shvisas Malacha, really of Shabbos. Then we said to Yom Kippur. And then from Shvisas Malacha of Yom Kippur to Achila and Shasiya, that's directly referenced in the Psukim of Chichol HaNevesh HaShel Lulav Suna
V'chulei. Y18, please remember to bring your Gemara up to the shul for first period. Y18, please remember to bring your Gemara brachos to the shul for first period.
And so the second Shabbat Shabbason, let's say of Emor as opposed to Achrimos, so that gets you from Achila and Shasiya to the other Inuyim. Now again, there are going to be, you know, points of differentiation. That's where you can have the Misar Nakasid L'Chachamim and some of the flexibility that's going to be built in. Shabbos Shabbason, Shabbos and Achila Shabbosim the Inyanim Edo. Ein Chayav and Karis Akarban Ella Al Achila Ushasiya. Right, so that's already enough Gamina in terms of the Yonesh. Right, that was not referenced in Torah Shebichsav the same way. Avolim Bracha Tosach Onal Obaal Makin Osal Makas Mardus. Okay, and the Rambam says, just in case you haven't caught my drift for now, Kishem Shesvus Malachabo Bein Bayom Bein Balayla Kach Shvus Leinuay Bein bayom, bein balayla, right? It has to be that the parameters are exactly the same. But we're going to see in just a moment, we'll set up Monday, is then why in the world would the Tosefes of Yom HaKippurim, and again, if you assume that everything starts with Shrisas Malacha, then can only roll outwards to the world of what we would otherwise call Inoy, we know better than to call it Inoy now, but Shrisas Haguf, how can it be that Shrisas Haguf could actually be catalyzed before Shrisas Malacha? That's the conundrum in the Rambam that ends up telling the full story. So we're going to look at that on Monday. You know, once you're already indoctrinated into the Sefer Mitzvahs Mishnah Torah world, you know, it goes from Malacha to Mazon Haguf V'Kiyumo. It would be pretty shocking to think that Mazon Haguf V'Kiyumo could somehow precede and even, you know, post-date the Shvisas Malacha. So that's where we get, you know, the nuances that, you know, we salivate over. That becomes, you know, really a very special feature of this area in the Rambam. So we'll hold it up there and we'll pick it up on Monday, you know, with analysis. 30 seconds at 9:05.